Prophecy 67, given to Apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nicomaya, 12:19:02, 8 o'clock p.m. I, Yahweh, will declare war from heaven with giant meteors of mass destruction. I, Yahweh, will release these meteors and showers like you have never seen. As stated in the book of Revelations, no weapon of warfare will be able to stop it. I, Yahweh, declare war on earth for its sinfulness. Vast meteor destructions will come. Only holy prayers will delay it. Judgment cannot be stopped, but it can be delayed. As you fire your missiles from earth, I shall fire my missiles from heaven. Who can fight against Yahweh and win? Even the heathen you rage against in other nations submit to the laws and statutes of the God they serve. America, who is your God you serve and trust? America, what will it take for you to repent for the treason and adultery you have committed against Yahweh, who set your nation apart and blessed it because you were a friend to Israel and defended her? America, the day you lift a hand against Israel is the day I lift my hand of blessings and protections off of America. You call other nations warmongers, but what are you, America? Do you not think I hear the screams of the innocent ones that have been maimed and killed in wars that were not of the people's makings? I not only admonish and rebuke America, but all nations who have taken part in wars not in my will. I ask this world, do you think I do not hear the screams of babies that are tortured in the mother's womb because that mother in her selfishness thinks only of her own life and not of the unborn? Do you think I value one life over another? Your laws no longer protect the innocent, but protect the guilty. Your man-made laws seek to take away your God-given freedoms. I gave America for what you call home security. There is no security when people will be treated as criminals, arrested without evidence, judged guilty and executed without even a trial or a jury of their peers. Parts of this world already are doing this in America. You shake your head and fingers, and now you are writing laws to do the same. What is the price of your privacy? What is the price of freedom to worship? Ask Israel that question, for she pays a great price, and so have the Christians around the world. When will this world start caring about what is done in secret by others in politics? Now, enemies of Yahweh are the ones that speak out to defend America's freedoms, the ACLU. And because they are also enemies of the gospel, you ignore them when they try and get you to care about your freedom and privacy being taken from you. Remember when I warned, when freedom of speech is taken from one, it is taken from all. I spoke this in another prophecy given to this handmaiden. I, Yahweh, tell you, no longer shall you know each other by name, but by the anointing of the Ruach Hakodesh, my Holy Spirit. I'm commanding you to join together with those you called strangers, and now I join you together to support one another. For you shall recognize each other, not by earthly names, but by my anointing. You shall travel with my anointed ones, and one needs shall be all needs. And you shall share what you have with one another, as I, Yahweh, bless you. Meteor destruction is coming forth, just as I, Yahweh, told my daughter Elizabeth's son, who is called Prophet Boy Elijah. He wouldn't give the warning, so I'm speaking it forth for my daughter again. Warn the people that only mighty prayer intercessors will delay judgment to America and this world. War from heaven, giant meteors will be released, and no weapon of warfare will be able to stop it. Only prayer warriors will delay my judgment as they cry out for mercy on this land that deserves no mercy. I prophesied that storms and earthquakes would come, and they did.